This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 80. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Yo, what's happening? Oh, my dance teachers out there, how you doing? It's your boy, Mr. Chris, in the building once again, and bringing to you another wonderful podcast talking about hip-hop techniques, things you can do in class, resources, and things of that nature. The name of this podcast is called The Lay Twins Breakdown, and I'm looking at one of the performances that they did on the World of Dance. Now, don't get it twisted. Every performance, every time you see the Lay Twins dance, it's a treat. If you don't know the Lay Twins, check them out. I'm going to put the link in the show notes so you can check out the performance that I'm looking at where they did. It was almost like an African type beat. I think let me look up the song real quick. And I'll also put the song in the link as well. I think the song is called, let me go to my Shazam. So for my dance teachers out there, I think I talked about Shazam on my resources that I use for class. So yeah, it's called Deep in the Bottom of Africa. And the artist's name is Monique Bingham. Monique Bingham. So yeah, check that out. It's a different feel. It has that. So what I did is I looked at the performance, and I took some technique principles from that and then taught it to my students yesterday in popping, waving, isolation class, just so they can kind of get a different feel. Like, so many of you know that during my classes, I'll use, on SoundCloud, I have popping beats. I'll use some instrumentals. But this one, I felt like it was a different vibe, and it'll give a different feel to it. And it's kind of fast, too. So the tempo, da-da, and we were hitting on the zuka 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 boom boom pa, hitting stuff like that. All right, so let me do my intro before I get excited and carried away. So like I said, this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. You can get this on Podomatic.com. You can get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio if you have an Android device. You can also get on the website, which is www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. If you need to send me an email, shoot it to chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. And then my social meds is Twitter @mrchrishiphop, Instagram the same @mrchrishiphop, Snapchat @mrchrishiphop, Facebook page is Zonda, ZONDAFLEX. And I also have a page for Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance, which has all of my music stuff on there for my 3 and 4 year olds, my preschool classes, and each age level goes up. You can also get the music on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal. Just search Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, and you can find all the music dealing with technique. So, all right, so here we go. The Lay Twins performance breakdown. So, on the video that I'm going to send you, the first thing on there that jumped out to me, and we kind of work with this in technique class, if you go to the 35, 36 second mark, they did something that I like to call a two-man puppet control move, where one person is on the ground, the other person is standing up over them like a straddle type vibe, and then the arms, so the person on the ground, their arms are on the ground, elbows out to the side. And now, I didn't do the exact same move that the Lay Twins did, but I kept it in the same vibe. Like, they were moving their arms, like when, the right arm went forward, the left arm went forward, bring them back in, right arm in, left arm in, and then you lift up, your head, boom, boom, and then you lift up just the right arm, boom. And when I did that, the count was 1 and 2, and then the head goes up, 3, and right hand goes up, 4. But I'm isolating all of those. So the puppet controller on the top, every arm movement that he's doing, not only are they isolating those moves, but they have to look like they're controlling the arms of the person that are on the ground. So it's like quick isolation. So before class, before we even go into this combination, I had them do like You know, just squeezing your muscles, dropping your shoulders, doing chest pops, using your neck isolations. And I'm going to do a podcast. If you follow me on Instagram, I did a whole series on each day of the week, what to work on to improve your popping skills, which came from an article from Steezy blog. So definitely check that out on my Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. But we go through that. We'll go through the hits, the dime stops, and all that. And then we start putting it together in a combination, which I like to call the Lay Twins performance breakdown. So, yes, but you can do anything with puppet control. You can take both arms, you know, person on the ground, they go out, in, head up, tilted to the right. But whatever the person on the bottom does, person on the top has to do. So we worked on that, and it was a difficult move for him because those quick moves, like I said, the beat is and they're isolating, like, you know, right, left, up, down, stop. Way, stuff like that. But I'm challenging them to isolate on every one of those moves. So don't, not just putting your arms out and letting them go out without tensing them up. All right, so that's the first one. So when you go to the 35-second mark, you'll see what they did. And then, so for my dance teachers out there, I challenge you to kind of do like I did and make your own version of that, where you could put, you know, a person on the ground, person on top. It doesn't, and they don't even have to lay down. One person get on their knees, other person over top of them. But anything that would be like a puppet type vibe using quick movements. I'll also put the song in the link so you can use that as well. All right, so that's number one, the puppet control move using isolations. We also worked on waves in there, right? So they went out, in, up, down, right hand up. Then they threw a wave, person on the ground, right elbow to left elbow. Fingers connected. So it's a double arm wave. And I also have some video footage because I recorded it without the music, just so I can kind of look at it in detail and see where my students are popping using their isolation skills and where they're just going for the choreography. If you want me to send that to you, shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphop.com, and chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I will shoot you a Dropbox of the video clip. It's not long, but you'll be able to see kind of what I worked on in class. So just let me know, and I'll send that to you. All right, so number two, if you go to the 26-second mark of the video, they did a ground move called a knee spin. So I didn't prepare for the knee spin. We actually started off trying to do the knee spin. It's where you get, like, say your left knee is on the ground and your right, you know, your right foot is on the ground. So right knee up, left knee down, and you do a full 360 spin. And we tried outside and as well as inside, but you don't change the position of your legs. You just lift up your right foot slightly so that you could go all the way around in a circle. If you listen to the Hip Hop History Podcast, episode number 79, I talk about Mr. Wiggles, and he has some DVDs on there of just tons of ground moves. But the knee spin is one of the ground moves that, you know, is one of the tried and true old school moves. And actually, when the Lay Twins did it, the dude did it in like 1 second. He like, woo, and whipped around. And J-Lo kind of, you'll see it on the video, J-Lo just like stepped back like, whoa, because it was so beautiful, executed with greatness, and it was smooth. So I wanted to work on that. But what I found is that we were trying it and we didn't have knee pads. So I told them, like, the students have things they have to have in their dance bag, like the tap shoes, their sneakers for hip hop. Some of them, you know, will have a hoodie or a hat just to get that vibe in hip hop. But I said for this upcoming season, because we just finished our nationals in Orlando at the Dance Awards, shout out to the Dance Awards, a great event, by the way. Definitely, if you haven't experienced that, take your students to that. The Dance Award was insane. So many talented kids, so many humble students. They're willing to network and share information, so definitely check that out. But I said, so for the new season, I said we're going to get knee pads in our dance bag so that we can start doing some of the groundwork moves with the knee pads on. So I highly recommend knee pads. We also started wearing, for training and stretching like that, we have ankle weights that we have on. We have stretch boards for our feet, stuff like that. So for hip hop, I was like, definitely some knee pads. But if you listen to this podcast and you want to try this section of the podcast, which is the knee spin, which is a dope ground move, definitely get you some knee pads for that. But like I said, it's just you're on one knee, either right or left, your foot You know, and with your hands, you can do anything. You can do a wave while you're going around. You could do some tuts while you're going around. But you want to try to get one full 360 spin on that. All right, so number three. Go to the 31-second mark of this video. 31 seconds in. And they did what I like to call animated hands. Now, we did our own version of that. You'll see the Lay Twins, what they did. But basically, if you take the animation out, here's what we did. I started with my right hand. I went right hand to chest, left hand to chest, right hand to head, left hand to head. Took my elbows, opened them up twice. So I went open, open. And then I did like a mind explode. You know, you're like, my mind is blown. I did that with my hands, and I did like a wave out real slow. But the counts were, again, the beat is doom, doom, that doom, right, left, tick, tick, ah, and you hit like that. That's working on the dime stops and the animation, but I didn't just want them doing like, you know, like patty cake with their hands, like, yo, chest, chest, head, head, elbows, elbow. But I wanted each one of them to be using their isolation skills. So it's like they were ticking almost. You do that same thing. It doesn't matter what you do, but once you map out the direction you're going in, you might want to take your hands and go, you know, put right hand on the right knee, left hand on the left. Switch them both, but tick them in between. Tick, tick to both knees. Open them back up. Tick, tick. Go to both shoulders. Tick, tick. Whatever you want to do, but it's a good way to train the students on little small animated movements and being able to place them, you know, in different positions. Dun, 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 boom, boom, hit, hit, dun, dun. So however you want to work that, but you'll see that on the 31-second mark. So animated hands. Number four, here's the fourth one, which is at the 44-second mark. 444, shout out to Jay-Z. Still haven't heard the album yet because I don't have Tidal. I used to have Tidal, but I got rid of Tidal. I just have Spotify now. And as of today, it is not on Spotify. So I haven't heard it yet. But so number four, at the 44-second mark, and it goes from 44 seconds to about 48, 49. And I like to call this the dopest fixed isolation move ever. The dopest fixed isolation move ever. So here's what they did. One of the twins, and you'll see it, he was pointing with his pointer finger like something's over there. So take his hand, he was pointing like something's over there. And when he did that, the other person was looking, but they were animating in like a slow motion kind of vibe. So he went, he pointed his hand, and then he was, he did like, he pointed, and the dude's head went over into an isolation. He brought it back, his shoulders went up, and then he dropped it down. So it went to a count of over, back, up, down. And it was so simple, but so sick. So another puppet move where he didn't actually touch him, but he used his pointer finger to direct him. You could do anything with that. You could take a person, can stand behind him. He can like point to his right arm, bring it up, point to the left arm, bring it up, tick him in, tick, tick, bring him back out, tick, tick, do a wave. So however you want to work that, but fixed isolation where you move your shoulders and your head stays still, boom, boom. It could go up and down, boom, boom, however you want to do it. But the other person has to do the same thing, but they have to use their pointer finger. So right, look at the 44-second mark from 44 to 48 and check that out. The dopest fixed isolation move ever. And then finally, number five, if you go to the 101 mark, 1 minute, 1 second mark, he shot a wave from his back leg. It went through his arms, and then he warped out of it. So working on waving, knowing where your point is, like the back foot is the starter, wave from the back foot through the body, through the shoulders, out of both arms, and then woo, warping. And warping is like when you kind of move at a fast speed, and then you slow down in slow motion. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you see him do it. Go to the 101 mark. It's a wave into a warp move. So all of those things, I showed the students the performance breakdown, and then I had, in each one of them, I did my own version of that to help them, like once they see it, because they look at the Lay Twins and they be like, oh my God, they're so amazing. And then we start to work on that in class, working on, you know, what you saw, and then how do you incorporate that into your class? So let's do a recap. So number one is 35-second mark, puppet control. So using isolation, isolated moves, and you're, one person is controlling the other. Number two, the 26-second mark, ground moves. We went with the knee spin. Get you some knee pads. Number three, 31-second mark, animated hands. So you're doing different versions of where you place your hands, but animate them. Tense up your muscles the whole time. Have your students, don't let them just do the choreography of what you choose to do, but have them actually go for the isolation. All right, number four, at the 44 second mark through 48, the fixed isolation move where you one person points, and when he does that, shoulders move, but the head stays fixed. That's why it's called a fixed isolation. Boom, boom, shoulders go up, drop back down. Again, I have my video of what I did. Shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I will send you that so that you can check it out. And you can actually use that one, or you can make up your own. And then number five, at the 101 mark, is taking a wave, starting it with your leg, shooting it all the way up to your arms, and then warping out of it. So there you go. That's my Lay Twins breakdown. Put that in the show notes as well as the song so you can use that they used on the show. And I hope that this brings value to you. Use it and send me an email. Let me know. Let me know how it's going. Let me know how your classes are going. If you have anything you want me to shout out or talk about on the podcast, send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and I will be glad to answer any of your questions. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Go to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, check it out. Hit me up on Twitter at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, Instagram, and Snapchat, where you'll see a lot of these moves going down on a weekly basis. All right, yo, so it's your boy, Mr. Chris, and I'm signing out.
Let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.